Hello, I'm Doyle Davidson, a servant apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to your house on this Friday evening. Hello, y'all doing well? Want to encourage you with some things that have transpired in my life in the past 40 years. But we may not cover all of that, for sure. But June the 17th was 40 years, since God anointed me to preach the gospel at the Garden Tomb in Jerusalem. Sitting, looking at the tomb of the garden, and to my right, Golgotha, the Spirit of God, moved in my heart, and for 1 hour, ministered to me, Acts 1, verse 8. Glorious hour. On Tuesday night, I was asked to speak for 10 minutes at Christ Church in Jerusalem. I did so. Wonderful experience. But now we're living 40 years later. Many things have changed. Many trials and tribulations, many problems arose over those 40 years. But God sustained me in every one of them. And he was with me every time in trouble, which was mostly 40 years long. I would get out of one trouble and get into another. It was remarkable what God warned me was going to happen before we started. I appreciate God. You know the thing I love about the Lord? He won't tell you what you can expect. It's all written in the Word of God. You can read it, and it's right there. You can read the outcome, the results of whatever you do. It's right in the Bible. I would encourage you to believe the Bible once. And if you believe it, you'll adhere to it, trust in it, and rely on it. And not only that, you'll walk in it. You'll be led by the Spirit of God. You will not depart from the Bible, from the Word of God. The Word of God is a lamp to your feet and a light to your pathway. Thank God. I would encourage all of you to repent of your sins, your wicked unbelief, and turn to the Lord's gospel, walk in it, and he will call you out, and he will cause you to hear his voice, and you'll take up your cross daily and follow him. I want to move ahead to 2000. 2000, and in Plano, Texas, I was on television, had been since 84, and I'd been on much Christian television. But I went off because I went off because they didn't like me. They were giving me troubles. And I believe God said to go to secular television. And so on May 1st, 2000, I opened Box 23, I think it's 23, in Tulsa, Oklahoma, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 a.m. A beautiful experience. Moved on out to other Fox stations, Springfield, Nashville. I forgot all the others. But more than that, CBS, ABC affiliates, PAX, NBC, Independence, and it was a great blessing. It was actually exhilarating to this young man, and God was moving me in a position that he had promised me, and I believed what he said back in 1973 or 4 or both. It was a great thing to watch what God was doing with me. I was highly encouraged. Trouble was ahead, much trouble. Much trouble was ahead. People that I loved betrayed me. They walked away from me. They forgot the gospel. They forgot me. They followed their own selfish lust. It was tough days. They were tough days to follow alone. But I was never a man that you could discourage very easily. I didn't stay discouraged very long. I'd never been one that you could disappoint. But in those days, disappointment began to crop up. Long, hard days. Much tribulation. Much persecution. But I prayed. I believed. I believed that what God had said, He was able to perform. I became persuaded that everything God had said to me, He would perform it. It was a great blessing to trust in the Lord, the creator of the universe, the creator of man, and He became my friend. I'm talking about Jesus. I'm talking about Jehovah. They became friends of mine. What a wonderful thing to know that the creator of the universe and His Father were friends of mine. They were friends when I needed them. Friends when there were no others. Friends when I would be disappointed. Friends when I needed strength. Friends when I needed guidance for 1 minute or 1 day. Beautiful to follow them. I was greatly blessed to know Jehovah personally and to know Jesus personally. I see now why that God prepared me and I got to know them personally. Because people that I loved, people that I trusted, became my enemies. Those days were hard. I'm not going to complain much, and I'm not having a pity party, so don't think I am. Thank God. In Galatians 6, it talks about be not weary in well-doing. I never got very weary. Oh, I had some days for 30 minutes or so, I'd be weary, but I'd pray. I'd pray right through them. I'd overcome them every time. Such a blessing to have the gospel, a revelation of it in your heart, to be led by the Spirit of God, mixing faith with that gospel and walking on to it unto victory. What a great blessing I've learned. Thank God. Beautiful, beautiful what God has done. Most certainly, things have been tough. Praying has been very difficult. At times, it was like I couldn't even pray through. It was like there was nothing that would help me. Then God would strengthen me in my inner man, by His Spirit, and I'd come through. Come through in victory every time. I accept nothing but victory. I accept nothing but victory in every situation. And I will not resort to the arm of the flesh, but trust in the living God who raised Jesus from the dead and set Him His own right hand in heavenly places. Thank God. Amen. I'm talking more openly and honestly about my tribulations and persecutions that I've talked, period. But they were many, and they were hard, and they were disappointing. But I couldn't stop. I had to go on. I had to persevere because I was on a mission. In 1991, January, the Lord challenged me after I had sent all my books to, my five books to 36 preachers, television, and church pastors, and so forth. And I got back the most ridiculous letters from them you have ever read. They had no relevancy whatsoever. They were mocking me, but I was not going to be stopped. About 12:30 in the morning in 91, January 91, considering the ridiculous responses I got from television preachers throughout America, 36 of them, the Lord challenged me with these words, "Is there not a cause?" I was stunned. I sat in quietness for a few seconds. I thought, this is what David said, a man after God's own heart, when he was about to slay Goliath. I knew God was saying to me, the preachers of America were just another Goliath, collectively, and that they couldn't stop me, that I could go forth because he ordained it. And I surged on. I pursued what I believed was the will of God. And I kept walking and kept fighting. And I still do, thank God. Amen. So things got worse. They got worse in the 90s. The 2000s, they got even worse. It looked much more difficult. Much more difficult to achieve. But I believe God. I believe God's word was truth. I believe God would never fail me. And I trusted in him and believed him. I want to encourage all of you to believe and stay tuned to my audios, my videos on Roku and live stream and here and others. Because we have arrived now at a place that we've never been. This is our 40th year of walking in the gospel, and oh, how great I am, grateful I am for the Lord and what he's done. How he held me up when no one would stand with me. He stood and held me up and encouraged me. Amen. Thank God, they all left me, or they may have been present in body, but their hearts were with someone else. Disappointment, but I not let it get me down. Keep on fighting. Thank God. Amen. So, I'm grateful where I'm at today, this night. I want to encourage all of you. In this 40th year since God ordained me in Jerusalem at the Tomb of the Garden, I am seeing things that I've never seen. A couple of weeks back, perhaps, might have been 3 weeks, I started seeing strange things. Strange things in the heavenlies. I didn't know at first they were in the heavenlies. But the more I prayed, the more I saw movement that I couldn't understand. Movement of what looked like bright lights in longitudinal, long, bright lights, moving along with black squares, or at least look square. And I kept praying. I was within 6, maybe 8 feet of some of these things, some of these lights. Brought them up real close to me as I'd be praying. And I'd think, boy, this is strange how these things move around. And I also was praying and scrub oak trees appeared. And they looked terrible. It wasn't worth a penny. And all through these scrub oaks, I could see snakes. And these snakes grew closer to me as I would pray. I made them come right up to 3 feet, within 3 feet from me, as I'd be sitting and praying. And I just laughed. At one time, I know they were, 3 feet from me, but I was in the midst of them. But one night I was praying, and I reached out my left hand and just slapped at one of them. And it didn't touch anything. But they were, well, something I want to do. How's that? Amen. Amen. I watched God bring me through that place, out of the snakes. For the last couple of days, I've not seen the snakes. But where I'm praying, in my family room, up in the fellowship, up in our, amen, entertainment room, in the bedroom, I haven't seen them there. Entertainment room, and in my, amen, thank God, amen, and family room, I see these same things. These lights, and dark square or rectangular, whatever they are. And I finally see that's heaven. I'm seated in heavenly places. Ephesians chapter 1. Or is it 2? In Christ Jesus. Far above principalities and powers. That's where I'm at. Praying into heaven. Thank God. And what a wonderful experience. For about 3 weeks, I've seen these things all over me and movement in all of them. And I just realized yesterday, these are the mansions and the streets of gold in heaven. Why not? Why shouldn't I be there? I'm praying and seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And there I look around and I'm seeing all these things. About 10 p.m. tonight, I was sitting in a family room in Brother Television. But, you know, I just turned television on. I don't even know why. But I pray. I pray in front of TV. And I was praying, and I looked out in front and up, and there in my family room were these. Were these mansions and streets of gold. Today, I was praying, and I saw coming down from way above, down closer to me, a group of mansions and a street of gold. And it was not straight, but it was it made like an S, only it was elongated and flatter than an S. I want you to be encouraged, folks. I prayed into heaven. And I lived there. And I've seen a lot of it in the past 2 or 3 weeks. It's wonderful to see what's written in the Bible. I'm living it. Smith Wigglesworth wrote, and KD posted that last night, I think. You won't get anything until you pray into heaven. Into heaven. Well, that's where I'm at. I go in. Thank God. I know I can see heaven. It's beautiful. Amen. Amen. Never been happier in my life about my ministry and those that are with me that will prepare themselves and walk with me and put away their own desires and desire only the will of God. Well, I think maybe that's enough said for tonight. Love you. God bless you. Good night. Noel Davidson from Plano, Texas.